Welcome to this podcast about Mush Bay and East Arm Ugonek Bay in Alaska. The article is produced by Coast View, written by Dr. Carl Schock and read by an automated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Mush Bay is a local name for a shallow embayment on the western shore of the east arm of Ugonek Bay on Kodiak Island's west coast, about 22 miles northeast of Larsen Bay and 40 miles west-southwest of Kodiak, Alaska. It is likely named after Mush Lake, which is 1.3 miles long and situated in the mountains between the south and east arms of Ugonek Bay. The name Mush Bay was first reported in 1954 by the U.S. Geological Survey. East Arm Ugonek Bay extends southeast for 4 miles inland from the west coast of Kodiak Island to the mouth of the Ugonek River. The descriptive name was given in 1897 by Lieutenant Commander J.F. Moser of the U.S. Navy aboard the U.S. Bureau of Fisheries steamer Albatross. By the early 1920s, it was evident that commercial interests had overfished and mismanaged many of Alaska's salmon fisheries. Consequently, the U.S. Congress began regulating the industry. In 1922, it established 3 fisheries reservations, including the Southwestern Alaska Fisheries Reservation, which encompassed all of Bristol Bay, Cook Inlet, Kodiak, and the Alaska Peninsula. No new canneries were allowed, and there would be no increase in the number of fish caught until better management legislation was enacted. On Kodiak, a counting weir was built at Karluk. The Bureau of Fisheries allocated 50% of the fish to the Larsen Bay and Uyak Bay canneries, while the remaining 50% were allowed to escape to reach the spawning grounds. In 1922, a small cannery at Mush Bay, operated by Fred A. Davidson and his partner Hop, was permitted to beach seine in the area. They aimed to can 500 cases of sockeye salmon and salt another 200 barrels of coho salmon. However, the salmon run was so poor that only a few hundred cases were hand-packed. Consequently, the operation went bankrupt. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.